Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, a misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Fatiha. In this regard, there are two narratives which are recorded in our various books, and one of them relates to the first verse or the blessings of reading the first verse of Surah Fatiha, and the other one relates to the whole of the Surah. I'll read out both these narratives separately before you. As far as the first narrative is concerned, it is reported to be narrated by Huzaifa ibn al-Yaman from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the words are, إِنَّ الْقَوْمَ لَيَبْعَثُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ الْعَذَابَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا فَيَقْرَأُ السَّبِيُّ مِنْ سِبْيَانِهِمْ فِي الْكِتَابِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ فَيَسْمَعَهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فَيَرْفَعُ عَنْهُمْ ذَلِكَ الْعَذَابَ 40 سَنَةً. Which means that for a nation for whom, there would be a nation for whom the Almighty would have promised doom. He would have decided that he will send his doom on that nation. But then suddenly, a small child from that nation will read Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, which is the first verse of the surah from the book. And when the Almighty, as soon as the Almighty hears this verse being recited from that child, he will defer that punishment which he had ordained for that nation. He will defer that punishment for 40 years. Now, as far as this narrative is concerned, it needs to be understood that this is an absolutely baseless narrative, and our authorities have severely criticized it, especially on the basis of the fact that there is a very weak narrator which is found in its chain of narration. And the name of that narrator is Mamun ibn Ahmad. Now, as far as Abu Nu'aym al-Asbahani is concerned, he has said that he is khabis, he is wazzar, ya'ti anis-siqat bil-ma'uzu'at, which means that he is an extremely dirty person. He's an extremely a person who fabricates narratives, and he fabricates narratives from trustworthy people. And Hafiz ibn Hibban in his Al-Majruheen says that he is kana dajjalan min ad-dajajala, that he is a person who deceives others. He's a great deceiver. So on the basis of this information, of course, we cannot regard this narrative to be reliable at all. Now, as far as the second narrative is concerned, it is reported in Al-Mawdu'at of Ibn al-Jawzi and is ascribed to Ubay ibn Ka'ab, who reports it from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the words are, "Man qara Fatiha al-Kitab u'tiya min al-ajri ka annama qara sulasi al-Qur'an wa u'tiya min al-ajri ka annama tasaddaqa ala kulli mu'minin wa mu'mina." Which means that a person recites Surah Fatiha, he shall be given the reward of as if he had read the one third of the Quran. So the reward which a person would reap if he reads one third of the Quran, the same reward shall be given to the person who recites Surah Fatiha. And moreover, his reward shall also be equivalent to the fact that as if he had given charity to every believer and to every believing man and every believing woman. So this is the second part of the narrative which says that he shall reap the same reward as if he had given charity to every believing man and to every believing woman. Now, as far as this narrative is concerned, the very fact that it is recorded in Al-Mawdu'at of Ibn al-Jawzi shows that it is an absolutely baseless narrative and it's a fabricated narrative. And that is why Ibn al-Jawzi has recorded this narrative in his book of fabricated narratives. The weakness in this is due to the fact that both its chains of narration are totally unreliable. The first of these contains Badi ibn Hibban and Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an, and the second one also contains Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an, and moreover also has Makhlad ibn Abdul Wahid. Now, as far as Badi ibn Hibban is concerned, Imam Darqutni says that he is matruk. And as far as Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an is concerned, who is common to both these chains of narration, then about him we have the following major comments, negative comments, recorded in Hafiz Mazi's Tahzib al-Kamal. Ahmad ibn Hanbal, it is reported, has said variously that he said that he's laysa bil-kawi, he's laysa bil-shay, and he's zayiful hadith. And Yahya ibn Amin is reported to have said that he's zayifun fi kulli shay, laysa bil-shay, and laysa bil-hujja. Now, as far as Ibrahim ibn Yaqub al-Jujani is concerned, he says that he's wahil hadith, he's zayif, and la yuhtajju bihi. Imam Abu Zura says that he's laysa bil-qawi. Imam Nasai and Hafiz ibn Hajar say that he's zayif. So, in the presence of this information, we can clearly see why by Ibn al-Jawzi, has recorded this narrative in his Al-Mawdu'at. And moreover, as far as Makhlid ibn Abdul Wahid is concerned, who is found in the second chain of narration, about him we find that Abu Hatim says that he's Zayif al-Hadith. And Ibn Hibban says that he's Munkar al-Hadith Chiddan. So in the presence of this data, we can clearly see that this narrative is absolutely a fabricated narrative and it has no basis at all, and we should not at all pay any attention to it because it is not ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad. It has been fabricated and concocted later on. As far as reaping the blessings of a surah is concerned, this is best done by reading the surah with a good translation, because only by reading a good translation will we be able to have a living relationship with that surah. We'll be able to understand the surah, the message the surah has for us, and also reflect on this message and also communicate this message to others. And we should disregard all narratives which our own hadith authorities say that they are absolutely baseless, and they have unfortunately become popular because they have been recorded in certain tafsir books. However, their baselessness is absolutely evident. So we have to be very careful in this regard. And as I said earlier on, the best way to reap the blessings of a surah is to, of course, pay attention to narratives which are correctly ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And also, the primary way to do to reap this blessing is that we should read the surah by understanding that surah, and this can only be done if we know its translation. So we should keep a good translation of the Quran handy and try to read the Quran by reflecting on the meanings of the surah. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.